Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Words Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we're going to bring it to you this evening. This is a special edition of Words Sexy Radio on this Tuesday, the 12th of December, well, actually it's the 11th, the 12th month, 2012, and we're going to do this thing tonight. So just sit back and relax as we bring you Words Sexy Radio. Special guest, Rika Armstrong. She's going to be here this evening along with everybody else that's coming on. So we thank you all for tuning in. Words Sexy Radio. First of all, before we get into it, we're going to go ahead and say that we're glad that you are here for the special edition, because normally we don't do a Tuesday show, but we figured we'd get one in and talk about this subject, because this is one that I think is very important to those who are trying to get into the literary game. And we've had Dreek on the show before. She was on last night, and she's been on before, and she's kind of give us a little bit of her background of what has happened to her, as well as us talking to others maybe that'll call in. But if you want to call in and listen, or just want to get involved, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, the special edition of Word Sexy Grown Folks Radio. So right now we're going to bring in some of our people that's on the mic. We got, I know Dreeka's here. How you doing, Miss Dreeka?
Hi, how are you?
We're fine. We're fine. We're glad you were able to come back again on this special edition of Word Sexy Radio. And we just want to, you know, give you a chance to talk a little bit about the subject matter and, you know, kind of tell us about what's going on with you as well. And I think we got DV and I know we got Cotton. How y'all doing this evening?
Hey.
What's up, man?
Hey,
Glad to have you here on this special edition. And we may have another guest. This week I got a 513 number. I hope this is not someone that's going to hang up. State your name, where you calling from. If you're just listening, then you're just listening. Don't hang up, okay? All right. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to go right into it. We got Dreeka here, and we're going to go ahead and kind of get the first hour in. I think Mr. Floria said he might be calling in again, too, so if he does, we'll talk shit to his ass again, because he was kind of funny, and I know him personally. I know he just, believe it or not, he believes all the shit that he was telling y'all last night on the show. He actually believes that life is like that. So you know, it's just the way it is. But before we go any further, I just want to kind of get my co-host involved. You know, we've been talking this subject off and on over the years on Word Sexy about scams and how there are people out there that are trying to get authors who want to get ahead and want to do well, and they don't know how to get into the game. So the first thing that comes to them, someone comes to them and tells them that they're going to get them published or they're going to do something for them. You know, they get happy and excited, and without doing any research, and mind you, I said without doing any research, they jump into a lot of these things. So what do you think about that? Have you ever had any, or know anyone who's had that experience? Before we get into Dreeka talking, DB, how about you? You know anybody that has fell into something like that?
Yeah, I mean, most of us do. And the worst part about it is, if I go to a conference full of white people, you know, who write fiction novels or do whatever, you know, it's always on the up and up. You know, it doesn't cost that much. You know, you get 3 days full of lectures. And, you know, and it's a cool venue. You know, it's something that, you know, you can go to year after year. The worst part about this whole ordeal is it's usually our book events that are the ones that we can't trust, and our book events that are overpriced and undervalued. You know,
yes.
And, you know, we pay all this money, you know, to go from city to city, and all we really ended up doing is staying in a hotel and then selling out of that hotel. You know,
right.
With the whole, and they haven't done any promotion. They haven't done anything on the radio, on the news, no nothing. So it's just pretty much like, well, email your friends and have them come. Why the hell do I need to email my friends? And I'm coming to your event. You see what
right,
I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I mean, I Makes think sense. That's the worst part about this whole thing, is that more often than not, it's the people that you trust the most that are the quickest to stab you in the back.
Absolutely.
And you know. And you're right. And we're going to let Dreeka go off here in just a second because I know she's ready to go. I know she's ready. Cotton, can you have an experience that you've experienced in this arena?
Yeah. Well, I've only experienced it on the side of as far as me trying to get some promotion work done for myself, where I got screwed out of some money. And it, to me, it's just insane that you got to deal with that. But if nobody tells you or if nobody says anything, hey, this person's not. And a lot of people are on Facebook and you're interacting with them and you're thinking they're on the up and up, just to find out once you give them your money that they're not. And then even after that, some people are still dealing with these people knowing that they're not good. They're not good people.
Right. Right. And, you know, I just want to say that the reason why this show was even sparked was an incident that happened in September down in Atlanta. We'll let Dreeka talk about that a little bit. But most of the people, I guess they must have kind of cleared it up a little bit, or they just decided they don't want to talk about it. because some of the people that was involved that I got in contact with seemed to all of a sudden, after putting out a 15-minute YouTube video talking about trashing this motherfucker and talking shit about this person, and then to turn around and say, oh, it's all water on the bridge, we're cool, we're good now, everything's fine. I don't see how that could happen in a couple of months unless they paid them back or they done something to make them feel that they got something out of the deal. So, Tweeka, with that in mind, we're going to segue into you, and we're going to let you talk about that a little bit. But unless you want to talk about your personal event that happened to you.
Well, I can talk about both. I mean, I can talk about both.
Were you involved in that as well?
No. Actually, I knew of the person who did the event for some time now. And I had my own experience with her when I first came into this game. I knew she wasn't shit from the moment I met her. Because, you know, something wasn't right with Milk. Certain things she was saying, certain ways she was going about it, it was just like, you get that gut feeling that say, you know, because everybody has an inner red fox that says, you getting played, you big dummy. And my inner red fox spoke to me very loudly.
And plus, you had been through some shit before with another motherfucker. I mean, another person. I shouldn't say that. Another person. And that red flag just kind of flew up again real fast, didn't it?
Exactly. It flew up. Now, with the difference between the young lady who did the book fair in September and Winter is that Winter and I were actually friends. Winter and I was actually legitimately friends. And
now, when you say Winter, make sure you tell everybody that's listening.
Winter Giovanni.
Who is this person? Okay, all right.
Okay. Winter and I were actually friends. Lisa and I were not friends to a point where I had her home number, I had her cell phone number, I knew where she lived. It was nothing like that. It was more of, I see you're trying to get in the business game, and, you know, I'm here to help you. And she ran down a list of names of people she had worked with. But what struck me as something wasn't right is that I come from a city called Elizabeth, New Jersey. She informed me she came from a city called Newark, New Jersey. Newark, New Jersey is literally a stone's throw. Literally, for you to get from Newark to anywhere south, you got to come through Elizabeth. It's almost impossible not to. So when she said, yeah, I'm from Newark, I'm like, oh, I'm from Elizabeth. And she said, how far is that away from Newark? I knew she wasn't from Newark. There's no possible way. You can't tell me that you was born and raised in St. Louis, but you don't know where Sweetie Pies is. It don't work like that.
Yeah,
because
I've
like
definitely
that.
Been to Sweetie Pies. I've been to the original one before the new one. So, yeah, that's some real
so
shit there. Yeah,
when,
because
she also had a book fair. She also had a book fair, I want to say, 3 years ago. She had a book fair in Atlanta. And a friend of mine was like, you know, she's a little off. Watch yourself if you deal with her. I'm like, okay. But then she tried to tell me who I couldn't and couldn't, like who I can and couldn't be friends with in the industry. These people aren't trustworthy. I'm like, okay, but you're looking a little more untrustworthy than they are. And her book fair was canceled. People paid money for the book fair.
Well, let me go ahead and let me put this out real quick, too, before you go any further into it. I want to make sure that everybody understands that we're just making you aware of things. We're not trying to bust out anyone or dog them. We're just letting you know what's out there. That's all we're trying to do. So if any of the people are listening or whatever, you're welcome to call in as well. The number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, the special edition. And you can talk and even protect yourself if you feel that you're being threatened. But the thing is we just wanted to be known what happened, because it could have been something that you was going through at the time, and you just, you know, needed to fuck somebody. I don't know. But anyway, the thing is we want to make sure that we put this out there and everybody knows that we're not trying to bust anyone out. We just want to make everybody who's trying to get into the game understand that there are people out there, just like anything you do, that are out to get you. So you got to be careful with that. So go ahead.
You do. Because, I mean, she had a book fair, is I want to say, in 2009. She had a book fair actually around my birthday. That's how I can remember when the book fair was. And people paid money for it. People were paying $100, $150 to go. And come the day before the book fair, she closed that down. People were mad, up in arms. Nobody got their money back. So when she made the announcement for the September book fair, I'm telling people, don't do it. Don't go down there. Don't spend your money. If you haven't heard no literary blogs mention this book fair, as DB said, if you have to check if this person is doing promotion, You can't just tell people, oh, well, call your family members to come down. You may have a person who's from New York who don't have family in Atlanta. Who's really going to fly 48 family members out to support a book that they already got? Nobody.
Right.
It's not even,
absolutely.
It's like you can't just tell people, oh, email your friends and email. No, it don't work like that. You're the event promoter and you're the event coordinator. You need to have this event on everybody's radar, radio, news, media, wherever it is, you need to be talking about this event. And people got down there and come to find out she didn't give the mall because she was having it at the Underground Mall. I've never been to Atlanta, but I have family who went, who has been there, and they have told me that mall is hood. So I was not about to go to no hood mall, and I tried to tell people this. But they thought, you know, Dreka was a hater. I said, all right, when y'all get down there, she don't show up. Don't come on Facebook crying about it. And surely what she did, she didn't give proper paperwork. The mall told her before she couldn't do it. She already then told people where she was having it. People that came from Louisiana, New York, New Jersey. Some even came from Tennessee. And they
right.
had
there
their
a,
book
there was
shipped.
A few authors. I'm not going to mention their names because they decided they didn't want to come on the show. But there was a few authors, known authors, that's been in the game for a minute. And they actually did this video. And they talked about her and dogged this woman. And you can go see the video. It's called Word on the Street. It's out there, the scam. So if you want to go look at it, I mean, it's even in, on the Word Sexy. If you go to my group on Facebook, you can see the video there. So those people then will, I mean, I can say their names because they're in the video. But I'm not going to do that. If you want to go watch the video, go ahead and look at it and see what they're saying. Those same people are now saying that they don't have nothing to say, which they probably just want to get rid, you know, don't want to think about it, which I can understand. I respect that. But the thing is there's other people that needs to know what's going on with people, and so they can be able to watch out stuff.
I don't respect
you know, I mean,
and I really
you know,
hope
I think
they listen. I don't respect
you know,
because at some point in time, you know, by, and as GB said, you go to an event where it's, you know, fiction, and the white people is on point. They ain't trying to pull no scam. They doing what they need to do. It's only our event that's sitting there, and it want to be overpriced. And you got authors who've been out there longer than people such as myself. And you know that this person is scamming, but you want to keep quiet and not ruffle no feathers. But then when a person comes to you and cry on your shoulders, then you want
to
say, well, I ain't want to tell you, but this person did me wrong a couple of years. I'm going to tell her when she did me wrong.
But wait.
Well, let me say this before you. Go ahead, Dean, and then I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Go ahead.
No, I had a friend who basically put a couple of book fairs out on black. And this person, I'm not going to say his or her name, but they called hell for it. You know what I'm saying? They, anytime you speak out against a book event that you know is bad and that it doesn't cater to, it only caters to the pockets of the people who are promoting it, you know, all of a sudden you're an outcast, you're an enigma, you're a pariah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, we don't know who this person is. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? They put you out. Anytime you try to say something bad against something that's going bad, they put you out like they don't know you.
Right.
You're, some mysterious person that, oh, I don't know what she or he talking about. They, you know, and it's
well,
like,
one of
for real.
Yeah, it's crazy. It really is. I think that it just needs to be known. And then it's up to you to make an informed decision if you want to deal with that person or not. That's what
exactly.
That's the reason why we're having this show, is because we're not saying that, you know, you can't deal with them. If you choose you want to deal with them, fine. There's a person that I was supposed to have done a book signing for up in Jersey or New York area. I had gotten my plane ticket and everything, and something told me to call a couple of days prior. And this person who was doing it had a book it was a bookstore that they had. They wanted me to come and do the book signing in. When I talked to them, I couldn't get them for about a day. I knew something was wrong then, okay, because I wasn't getting any information from them. They were checking to see if I was still coming or anything. You know, people want to know if you're coming or not. They weren't doing that. So I tried to contact them to find out if they, you know, what was going on, you know, what I need to do. And I could never get them. And then when I finally did get them, it was their husband. And he said, well, we forgot to tell you, it slipped our mind, but we closed the store a month ago, and we just wanted to, you know, I mean, they weren't going to tell me at all. They was just going to let me fly up there. And I was going to be at this place outside looking at it because the store was closed.
I I know exactly.
And this is the point. I know who it is. I know who it is. And she has a book out there talking about. Well, you know, she's got a couple of books. You know, and I hate to say it, but most of the people that do this are people that's writing urban fiction and shit. I don't know if it's because of the game, the background, they want to be good or they are good, but let's just make sure that we put it out there like that. Not trying to dog the urban fiction people, but it seems to be that most of the scams are coming from that type of arena. I don't understand why, but it seems
to
be that way.
That is, they're the only people that are honestly putting a lot of it together, well, or attempting to. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
because
well.
You don't, you know, we don't, I would love to see a bunch of erotica authors get together and, you know, put together a forum for erotic authors, or a bunch of Christian lit authors get together and put a forum for Christian lit authors. As it is, it's just, you know, hustlers and people like that, like, oh, why don't we all get under one roof and sell what we sell? You know,
and
that's
everybody
is.
In the business.
And
right.
You know, we know about Triple Crown, and those of you who don't know, you know, Triple Crown had their issues going on with people and the stuff with Joy
Somebody
King and suing. Yeah, excuse me?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I hear all the static in the background. I'm like, is somebody rapping presents or something?
Oh, I don't know what they're doing. It might be Cotton. I don't know what she's doing back there. But anyway.
Hey, I ain't doing nothing.
But anyway, like I said, there was an incident with Joy King and Triple Crown, and then there was the thing with, what's the woman who wrote True to the Game? I can't even remember her name. Tracy, what's her name? Whatever the fuck. Yeah, Terry Wood, and what is that? Somebody is actually doing some shit. What the fuck is that? Anyway, I mean, it was just a whole bunch of stuff that was going on that between each other, you know, and the thing with Dutch and all that, and Terry Wood and the story there and all that money. I mean, it's been going on for years, so this is not stuff that's not out there. If you want to research and find out, you can find out that there's a lot of people scamming each other. But this last one I thought was really funny because Lisa has been on the show a couple of times talking about how she's so supportive and all this, and she wasn't writing, and I don't think she's ever written a book, but now she has a publishing company, and I don't know. I mean, you know, you have the right to do whatever you want and start whatever type of business you want to, but the thing is, you know, you're doing these things. I don't know what's going on with it, but anyway, like I said, the person trying to get over on me didn't tell me, and they still haven't apologized to me about anything.
And they won't.
You know, I lost my money trying to get there to a place that wasn't going to have nothing. And, you know, it was fucked up. I'm just going to say it like that. It was totally fucked up. And I think it's bad that, you know, those people that don't want to say anything now, you know, they decided they didn't want to. That's fine. They're probably going to get dog now forever, red snapper, fucked up, whatever, putting this shit out there. But it's just what it is. Now, getting to the thing that's coming here in May that we were talking about last night, it is a white land institution. That's why it's 5 days long. That's why it's workshops and everything that's going to go on. It's going to be in the Sheridan Crown Center here. And I'm sure it's going to be a great event. But, you know, why can't we do that? Why do we have to represent ourselves in a bad light? They already think that we're fucked up anyway, and then we show ourselves to be. Why do we have to scam each other?
It's almost like to a point where me being in Jersey, I'm going to just put it out there. Whoever don't like it, I could care two fucks about it. The Harlem Book Fair is damn near costing you about the same amount of money as this book fair is in Missouri. I'm 30 minutes away from Harlem. I would rather go to Missouri where I know I won't get dicked out of my money than go 35 minutes and go to Harlem where I know I'm going to get dicked out of my money. Because if you aren't a part of a certain clique, you're not getting no love. Like, you got to be a part of a certain clique to get love.
I am so glad you said that, because that is what I've been seeing with a lot of these. And a matter of fact, we can even say that about a lot of these book clubs that are out there that are doing these award shows and stuff. They're picking their friends and people that they like. So, you know, that is true. That is what's happening. If you're not in a certain clique and certain things, and, you know, you're not going to get recognized. I don't care how good your shit is. You know, if you're not hanging out and drinking or doing whatever, I mean, it's just not going to work. And that's what you see. All these people get picked for these certain books. I mean, you can't tell me every year your book is that damn good all the goddamn time.
No,
but it happens that way.
This is the difference between being at a white event and being at our event. Whenever you go to a white event, it's for the betterment of the craft. They spent hours and you know, they have people upon people telling you about the craft and the work, and which is, you know, fine. They want betterment of the product. When it comes to our events, it's betterment of the person, you know, raising the event. It's how to fill their pockets. Because you know what? the workshops that they have are not, hey, you know, this is how you, you know, this is how you write books better. These are, you know, quality editors. Oh, it's like you hear stuff about marketing that doesn't, that only marketing works for the individual. One marketing plan doesn't work for everybody. But learning how to write a better book works for everybody. You see what I'm saying? So
yeah, everybody that wants
along
to do that, they
want to
charge you. They want to charge you.
Right, and they want to charge you. They want to charge you out the yin yang.
On the internet on how to write a book for $75 a person. I'm not gonna say his name, but y'all know who he is. Anyway,
but
let me see.
I mean,
getting back to the point,
I just wanted to say something real quick. The worst part about this is that, you know, I would rather attend a white event and sell to a white audience than my own audience. And the reason why is because white people will spend that money. Black people cheap as hell. You know,
not only
are you paying an exorbitant amount of money to be there, but people always want to hook up when you get there. They're like, oh, you know, I know your book $10, which is already at a discount, but hey, you know, how about $2 for $15? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whenever you go to a white event, they're like, oh, okay, your book is $15, no problem. Boom. It's done.
Right. Now, Cotton has put on this a couple of times, and I'm going to let her talk about that in a minute. But, you know, she has hit on that there are a lot of authors out there. They don't support each other. They just they want you to buy their books, but they don't want to get yours. And we buy each other's and help each other out. It's just fucked up. I don't know why, but it is. And before we go into further, let me see. There's a caller. I want to see if they have something to say. The area code is 870. Now, don't hang up if you don't have anything to say. We don't want to scare you away. We just want to see if you got something to say. You got a question or anything to say?
Yeah, did he just say black people cheap as hell?
Yeah, who is this calling, please?
This is Lisa Wright.
Okay. Well, how you doing?
I'm doing good, well. But didn't he just say black people cheap as hell?
Yeah, I said it.
No, we not. You know, I spend a lot of money on African-American writer books. That's not true.
But
you're speaking as the exception to the rule.
Because
I think what he... I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish.
I think what he's trying to say is not all black people achieve. Speaking from an author who goes to these book signings and goes to these book fairs, you will get some people who will come and I'll say my book is $15. Okay, they'll spend that money, no problem. But majority, I want to say out of the 100 people I may see in a day, about 80 of them will come and say, your book 15? Well, you know, I'm from Jersey. You should give me a Jersey hookup. Or you went to college too? So did I. Let me get a hookup.
Oh, no. Can I buy this
on
Amazon?
Can I say this? Mm-hmm. Maybe you ain't going to the right place. Because I live right in Memphis, like right around Memphis, Tennessee area. I spend big dollars.
What I'm saying is, I'm not speaking to all people everywhere. I'm not grouping black people as a whole. But whenever, but understand this: as an author out selling books, the very first thing black people will ask you when you tell them the price of your book is, "Can I buy this on Amazon?" That's usually the first thing that comes out of their mind.
That's exactly what they say is, can I get this online or is it on Kindle?
They're already thinking,
I don't want to support
the
author. Right.
Listen to me, guys. I go out of my way to support Absolute Author.
And you, the people, and
well,
you,
we
the person we love more than anything.
Thank you for
that. We appreciate you.
You are the person that we write for.
Right.
You know, we don't write for Amazon, and I tell people this
all
the time. I don't write for Amazon. I write for you, and I write for myself. You know,
for
your enjoyment and for mine.
Okay.
What is your name?
Promote to me, then. I mean.
Okay. Well, then I apologize. Some black people. All right. So let me go ahead and clarify.
What's your name so I can buy your book?
Well, me, I'm DV, DV Hint.
DV Hint. Tell her what's the name of your book, DV.
Oh, okay. Well, like, I didn't know if Rhea wanted to jump in, but, you know, I've written three books. The first one is If You Don't Tell. My second one is Valentine. And the third one is Untapped, and it's an anthology.
Get Valentine.
Okay, y'all. But my thing is, okay, I'm going to tell y'all what my thing is. Okay. I don't have a problem with, like, the prices of books, but give me quality.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely correct.
Right. Our readers deserve that.
You're absolutely correct.
So you're going to say, I'm gonna tell y'all what I'm seeing.
You're talking about editing. We understand what you're going with this.
Yeah, it's a lot of crap out there. Facebook, and okay, if y'all friends me on Facebook, you know I don't do that. I need an editor. When my book come out, I'm gonna have a.
What is your name, sweetheart? I'm trying to find out who you are.
Lisa Wright.
Lisa Wright.
Say that again. Lisa Wright.
Lisa Wright. Yeah,
that's my name on Facebook.
Okay, but that's
and
not your real name.
You trying to write a book?
Are you trying to write a
book?
Tell me how to spell your name, Lisa.
Is it urban fiction, baby?
It's L-E-A.
You said it's Lisa Ray?
Uh-huh.
Lisa Ray, Lisa Clemens, is that you?
What did he just say?
It's Lisa Wright, right? Like
okay.
W-R-I-G-H-T? Yeah.
Okay.
W-R-I-G-H-T.
I'm looking for you right now. Okay.
Ms. Wright,
are you in Kansas? Are you in Kansas?
She in Memphis.
No,
she's in Memphis. I know that.
870. She's in Memphis. Okay, it's a lot of Lisa Wrights on here right now.
No, because I lived in Memphis.
But somebody can say it's
It's a lot
of my question to you, I'm trying to find out what genre you're writing in. What is the genre of writing that you do?
I'm doing
this is Red Snapper. Urban. Okay, I need that for some reason. Okay,
you
so
you need to listen to this interview full out to really understand.
Right.
If you are a new author, sweetie, I will tell you I have been in your shoes. And being a new author, people will try, and I do mean try, they will try their absolute hardest and use your love and passion for what you're doing to turn it into a mockery.
Right, for their gain.
People will do it. For their gain, while you're sitting there thinking that your book is going to be out, these people that took your money, and now they skating somewhere, and you sitting there looking like, well, what's going on? Definitely listen to this interview.
What I suggest that you do is you definitely do some research. Definitely do research on publishing and all that. Even though you may not decide to publish yourself, I suggest that you at least know the game or know the ins and outs of publishing. What I mean is the process of how a book is published from one point to another. You know, from the writing process to the editing process to the actual publishing itself, how it is marketed and all that. You need to know all that stuff. Reason why is because when someone comes to you and they decide they want to sign you to a company or to a book publishing company, you want to be able to understand the ins and outs of what they're talking about. You want to know what the royalty piece is. You want to know all those things. There's a lot of stuff to this. Everybody thinks that once you get a book out, it's automatically going to be on the shelves of Walmart. That is not how it works. You're going to have to learn that you have to actually do your own marketing yourself, even if you're with a mainstream company. We're going to talk about a lot of that tonight, but I just want you to kind of listen. And if you got any questions, we'll get them from you. But just understand, you know, you got to love this thing because it's not an overnight get-rich-quick thing for everyone. Now, there are some people who have gotten breaks. I'm not saying you can't get that. But the thing is everybody wants to write about themselves. Everybody wants to write about everybody thinks they got this movie. You know, it's just not the way it works. So I'm going to let you know that right now. Okay?
But not only that, what we're missing as far as authors is like everywhere, every time I turn on the TV, there's somebody rating. You know, they got like websites dedicated to rating businesses, you know, good, bad, yada, yada, yada. But there is not a single website dedicated to events that rates them. You know, the pros and cons of being an event where the authors can chime in anonymously and say what they need to say.
There you go, DB. That's a new business for you.
I don't have the time for that.
Sounds
but
like
I do have the ideas.
There we go.
No, but what I'm saying is, not one of us.
I'm calling in for the reader, though. You know, I'm not published. Actually, my daughter will be published in a couple of months. She's writing in an anthology. So my daughter will be published for me. But what I'm saying is, when he said that the readers are not paying, I mean, that just
Yeah, it's
some readers
are
not.
Got to you, didn't it? Yes, it got to you, didn't it? It fucked you up, didn't it?
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm going to tell y'all, I've actually spent $22 on an e-book.
Wow.
Well, you know, but you know, that happens
who
with the mainstream
the
authors because they do, they sell them for $10 or more, some of the mainstream companies.
Right.
That is true.
But
now, can you tell us the name of, can you tell us the name of the book and the author,
it was
if
a,
you don't mind?
A Christian, I'm going to tell y'all what it was. It was a Christian e-book. It was like, you know, one of those books that has the whole Sunday school lesson for a year and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay, that's different. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I about to ask, is it $22 worth?
I thought you were gonna say somebody like
and
one of
like,
those authors.
Okay. no. And then I'm gonna think, who else I spend? I guess the highest I spend for African American just regular book would probably be $11.99. That was Daniel Black.
Okay. Well,
I mean,
we thank you for your support. We definitely do now. But like I said, you're going to be writing, so we want you to listen to what's going on here and as we continue to go forth. And we thank you definitely for calling in and listening to us so that you can learn what's going on. And hopefully your daughter is in good hands in the anthology she's writing for.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So what we're going to do now is we're going to continue on with this. The chat room has got some things going on, too, that I want to bring out. They're saying that the interesting view, the industry is so saturated now with books, but authors who are not serious about the craft. That's true, because you know why it's like that? It's because it's technology. You don't have to go through a mainstream company anymore to publish a book.
Exactly.
And that's what's
you
got a lot of these, that's what has a lot of these mainstream authors pissed now, because they felt like they went through all this gravy, all this damn heartache and everything to get published. Back 20 years ago, they did, to get noticed. And now you can just come out and you ain't got to have shit edited. You can put a book out tomorrow.
Right.
It's that simple.
Yeah, there's no vetting process anymore. It's just basically.
It's too easy.
Right. But it's not only is it too easy, but it's so accessible. Not everybody wants to do it because, you know, in order to play sports, you got to go through, you know, Pee Wee League, high school, college, you know what I'm saying? There's a vetting process.
But let me say this, not trying to cut you off. Simon & Schuster just announced it last week that they have a Create Space type site now that you can go through Simon & Schuster now and publish books. It has Rashonda Christopher Murray. Well, no, that's the what's her name?
I got the name mixed up.
Yeah, got her mixed. Not mad, but worried. I ain't gonna say worried, but it has her wondering. You know, it has a lot of these authors wondering because they've got these books. She's 25 books in, and that's the company she's been writing for all this time. And now they're doing e-books and regular books. You can go in there and just like Create Space, which I use a lot. They're doing it like that now. You can go in it because a lot of these companies are now finding out that they're getting people. They don't have to go through this vetting process like you're saying. They can just get folks and put stuff out. Just like the 50 Shades of Grey. That shit didn't go through no vetting process or anything, and look where it is now. So, I mean, you know, it's what's going on in the industry. The industry is now open to with technology allowing you to be able to do these things. So, you know, I mean, I'm not upset with it. I'm glad because that's how I got a chance to get out with some of this. But the thing is you don't want to put out garbage, you know, and some of us, I would say all of us, but some of us, some people, that, and I say us by authors, I mean authors because they are authors. If you published, you're an author, even if it is garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, we put stuff out and we get it out there quickly before we edit it and then we take it back and re-edit it and all this stuff. You know, we don't want to do that. We want to make sure everything is straight. But there is, and like the chat room is saying, self-publishing is highly expensive. Is it expensive? I thought you didn't have to pay. Okay. Since you're saying that in the chat room, can you find out what's the average price of trying to publish to them and give it to us if you could? Okay, so my thing is this. You know, it's out there. There are people that are doing this. They're putting it out there so we can use it. So now you can publish with Simon & Schuster if you want to pay $1,200 to get your book out there. And you have just published with a mainstream company. It might be self-published, but it's still mainstream because that name is on it.
Exactly. And, you know, it's like the weird thing about this is that, you know, for the people out there who know that these scams are going on, in fact, we may have all I'm not going to say the person's name, but we may have known that in the last couple of weeks, I want to say 2 weeks, somebody got scammed by a person who was doing some type of promoting for their book. And now the person is pretty much boo-hooing online about they got scammed, they got scammed out of their money, got scammed out of books. Here's my thing. I don't feel sympathy for nobody who can, A, downgrade any of us authors who are not on their pay scale, and two, you are urban lit writer. You writing about robbery, guns, murder, sex, and drugs. Robbery is a part of what you write about. So do what the robbers in your book do and swallow that L and shut the hell up.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to just put it on out there because I've been mad about it all week. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of, Percy, I'm tired of hearing about it. You didn't talk about people getting robbed and you hood, you thug. You want to be all this, but now you didn't got robbed and, oh, my God, what am I going to do? No. You need to watch Somebody's Nino Brown and learn how he did his hustle in New Jack City and shut the hell up. That's what you need to do.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I need to get off my chest. I'm sorry.
You heard that here, right here on Word 60 Radio. You heard it. Now, my thing is just, okay, now, I am looking at what has been put on here. What my friend, she is so strong here. I love when she puts stuff on, because she's so thorough. I'm not going to say her name. She's an author as well, but keep doing your thing, baby. She says, authors can buy packages ranging from $15.99 for the least expensive children's package to $24,000 for the most expensive business book packet. So I guess they're going to do a little marketing of shit for you, too.
Cool.
And get you out there. Okay, so if you want to pay that kind of money, then I guess you can do that. So
but
I guess Arthur House and all these companies are going to get all these other self-publishing companies that's out there, like Arthur House and all that. They're gonna have to step their game up, or they're gonna be something. Okay, my frat brother. Okay, I see you put something here about my frat brother. I think Carl Weber had a site where he was changing like charging 40K to help you put together a book. And he probably is. He's money like that. He's money like that. So that I wouldn't put that past him. Okay. So, it's out there. I mean, it's ways for people to get over it. If you don't know what you're doing and you don't research it, but you just want to get a book out, you got a book in you and you just want to get it out there, you'll do whatever you can to get yourself out there because you think that you got to do that. And that's how you feel. I did it. My first four books were published through Arthur House. I ain't going to lie. I went through that because I paid to do it because I thought that was the only way. I tried to get into the mainstream. I tried. And it's just like nobody would accept what I was writing. They didn't like it. It was too explicit or whatever it was. You know, they didn't want it. So I said, I'm going to get my shit out there. So I did. And this is before I found out about other free ways of doing it. I didn't want to go through Lulu because Lulu was so new, and Lulu was one of those things that it was just like garbage. Everybody had the same cover and shit. You know, I mean, it was just like, you know, it wasn't there. So now you got these people that are getting smart, they're coming up with these companies, and they are doing this. So, you know, if you want to get out there, you have to do what you got to do, I guess. But I just say research. Find out what it is you want to do, first of all, and do your research on it. Know what you're getting into before you do it.
People don't want to do research. They want to ask questions.
They want to ask people who's already done it, like us, questions. Like, okay, so I want you to help me. I want to write a book, and I want to write about my life, and I want to write, you know, all the same old shit you hear all the time.
Yeah, stuff that you should have researched. Like, that's the thing that upsets me the most. It's not that you're asking me the questions. It's that these are the first questions that I had, and I had to do research. So, I mean, if you have these questions, do the research first, and if you couldn't find the answer, then ask somebody.
I got to say this real quick. The chat room has just enlightened me on something that I didn't know about. J.L. King, the guy who write about all the download shit, he's got packages out there starting at $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
But he is offering all the information that helps him get on Oprah. So what does that mean? That don't mean shit. Oprah ain't got a show no more. He's still selling that? So that may prove it to be worth it. Not sure. Okay, well, okay. All right.
I mean, people don't do
that. Information chat room. I love it when you do that. Thank you so
like
much for doing that.
People aren't
really
doing their research. Just like DB said, people are not doing their research. And you will find that a con artist like Winter did me, she befriended me. I probably could have seen a lot of her bull in the beginning, but she legitimately befriended me. Then she raped me with no lubrication. That's how it just went down. I learned my lesson, though. I mean, she just basically told me to bend over, and then she ain't had a lubricant. Like, But, I mean, I'm glad that at some point in time my gut instinct kicked in, which, listeners, if you are listening, please know this and please hear me, and I'm sure Cotton, DB, and Red will all agree to it. When you get that gut feeling that tells you something is not right, more than likely you are correct. Stop what you are doing. Do not give these people your money if in your gut and in your spirit something don't feel right. Don't give these people your money, please.
Yeah, and that's true, chat room. You know what you're saying, that this guy, JL, has not brought out anything else. He can't write nothing else. I mean, how much can you write about being on the down low? You can't write nothing else about that.
He had a follow-up about being on the
down low. I mean, what else you going to write? I mean, you know, unless you start writing books like my other friend, brother, who is rest in peace, a great writer. I can't even say his name right now. Damn. But y'all know who I'm talking about. He just passed not too long ago. And he is an absolutely marvelous writer. He wrote about gay issues and stuff.
Beautiful author.
And I cannot think of his name. That's a shame. I cannot think of his name. Anyway, at least he was out and over with his. He came on out with it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
We'll say his name. Yeah, there you go. Right.
Great. All right, so, oh, my God, he was phenomenal.
Right. And it was a tragic thing when we lost him. But, yeah, but the thing is, you know, I mean, these people are putting all this stuff out here on how to do certain things, you know. I mean, and that's another scam. It's another way to get you out there. I mean, you know, they're going to charge you all this money to get you somewhere. It's not no guarantee that you're going to get on a Oprah or a night show or whatever. I mean, there's nothing that can do that for you. I mean, even Arthur House sells packages like that where they want to market your stuff in the movie industry, that they're guaranteeing that your book will get picked up by some publisher or some book producer, not book producer, but movie producer, that will change your book into a movie. They're selling stuff like that.
Oh, selling the rights.
They sell pipe dreams. They sell pipe dreams.
But you know what? That's because early in the game, you want to believe that whatever you're doing has potential to be great. You know what I'm saying? Because as an artist, you're already thinking with your ego rather than with your common sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's easy to take advantage of somebody who wants to be taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we were. All of us were there. You know, Red said he went with Arthur House. Me, I almost, you know, sold my first manuscript to, like, a vanity press. You know what I'm saying? It just so happened that I just sat down and did more research and found out that's not the angle that I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the only thing that I hated, the only thing that Arthur House does, I mean, and, you know, I'm just going to be honest with you, when you go to those synthetic, what I call synthetic publishing houses, they're going to put your book out there. All they want you to do is pay for it. They don't care if the book, what it does. You know, they don't care if you're talking about child pornography or whatever. They don't care. But, they're not going to edit you unless you pay for them to do all that. And there's a lot of things that you're not going to get. You just want your book out there. They don't tell you that when they do the covers, that the covers are theirs. If you decide that you don't want to publish with them anymore, that's not your cover anymore.
No.
You know, that ISBN number that you have on that book is not yours. It belongs to them, even though you still have the rights to that book. You have to republish it under a new ISBN.
They don't even give you the rights. They can publish it at will, and they'll put that in the contract.
And they can keep publishing the book. Like, if say you decide, you're like, okay, say I decide, like I've already done, pulled away from Arthur House and redone my books. They still can sell the books the way I gave them that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do anything about that because they own the rights of the way that book was published through them with that ISBN number they provided. So it's nothing I can do. My name is still on. I still get paid. But the thing is you can't stop them from publishing the book anymore. Somebody ordered 1,000 of them, they still can sell them. So those are things you got to do research on and find out about with books and publishing. You know, everybody just wants to see their book in Walmart. Those are consignment deals. These book companies don't do that. They'll do it, but it's really hard for them to do it. You have to pay for that if you go through one of those kind of companies. Or if you go through a mainstream company, you're going to have to, you know, when it happens like that, you know, you got to sell so many books before they'll do it. And a lot of times, companies that are mainstream will put you out there. They'll give you so much advanced royalties. If your books doesn't pass that advanced royalty mark, they'll drop you, and you got to pay them back the money. And you get those books. And they'll just be sitting there. You may get the books. They have to give them to you. But the thing is, you know, a lot of times people get these book deals and they get advance money and they think, oh, I've done so much on this, blah, blah, blah. Really, you have to do your research on this. Consignment deals are done separately. You do that with a Walmart or somebody, and you work it out where you have to do that. And when you do that, you can't have a book that is what they call what are the books that Arthur House does and all that, where they print them on demand. If your books are printed on demand, you can't even get a consignment deal because they want to be able to have books. If your books aren't selling, they want to be able to send them back to a company. So what you have to do now is you have to buy so many books, keep them in a place that you have as a warehouse, and then you can do the consignment deal that way. But the thing is if your books don't sell in a certain amount of time, they can send them back to you. You have to pay them back. That is what this is all about. But see, nobody does that. They don't do the research because what they want to do is they want to get their book out there so they can say, I got a book on the damn shelf.
Right. But it's ego. You know, sometimes that ego is more powerful than common sense.
Right.
Everything in your person says don't do this, but you want to be recognized for something that you've done. You have an accomplishment, and you want to show it to the world. So, you know,
right.
you think, I'll take a few lumps on the chin, you know, if I can get it out to the masses. And that's usually the method of thinking when you got your first book in your hand.
Okay. Now, the chat room, if you guys have access to the chat room, there is a link there that one of the authors, my friend, has put on here that you can check out this download guy, something he put out. So you can go ahead and get that. I'm going to copy that so I can put it out on my Word Sexy blog or whatever so people can get that if they want to read it. It's like I said, it's a lot of scams out there. A lot of people are trying to get over on you. They're trying to get over on you and don't have an idea that they wish they had. I'm going to tell you, they will take your shit, like you said, and rape you.
Mm-hmm.
You better make sure that you have all your stuff together because they will take it. And we're not telling you this to scare you. We're telling you this so that you can please do the research, find out who you're dealing with, what you're dealing with, know the game. You know what it is that you're working with, because if you don't, you're going to get screwed. It's just that simple.
Yes, you will.
Yeah.
Like, I got screwed with Winter, and I mean, people to this day still, like, they want to know, well, exactly how did I not know? A lot of people, when they know that you are so serious about your craft, they will literally befriend you. And that's what hurt more than, you know, than her doing what she did. You know, it's just the fact that she really befriended me, but then something in my gut told me something wasn't right. We're supposed to be doing a partnership for a book. I should have known the signs, in which it happens to most people. You go through a situation, and after the situation has ended, and you replay it back from beginning to end, you realize there were signs there all along. I didn't listen
right.
to my gut. I didn't listen to my
right.
gut on two occasions dealing with Winter, because I first met her by sending her my manuscript for my book, Hide and Seek. It was my first book that I wanted to publish by myself without going through another type of company like Author House. She read my book. She called me and literally pumped my book up to the air. Like, I almost crashed my car listening, reading his book. Girl, you got
to
publish it. I'm like, wait a minute, but I sent it to you. Exactly. She stroked my ego like a 10-inch, yes.
Yeah, go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it.
She stroked my ego good. You know, with two hands. I'm like, it's like, girl, you got to do this. I said, but that's why I sent it to you. She was like, well, no, I can't let you publish this under my company because my authors would get jealous. That should have been my sign right there.
Mm-hmm.
You should want
right
this paper.
Yeah, that should have been it. Okay, well, before you go any further, let me see. We got 713. Go ahead. I notice who this is. Go ahead.
Hi.
How are you doing this evening?
All right. I'm good, Red.
You know what the subject is tonight, right? Melanie?
No.
The subject tonight is scams against authors and poets. This is a special edition show, as you know. We're usually not here on Tuesdays, but we wanted to put this out because we had saw. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. We wanted to put this out because there was a incident that happened in September. I guess Melanie's not hearing us. I got you. Can you hear me, Melanie? Your mic is on. Yeah, because her mic is on. Okay, we can hear you. Okay, well, anyway, well, the reason why we're doing this is because we wanted to enlighten a lot of people what's going on, new authors as well as authors that's already been in the game for a while that may even know about this already. But, you know, it's not to bust anybody out or anything. It's just to make you aware so that you can make an informed decision on what you want to do with people in the future. There's a lot of people that's not on the up and up, but there are some that are, okay, that are really seriously trying to help you move forward. But the most important thing that we're getting out of this tonight is that you need to do your own damn research so that you know what you're dealing with when you get in it. You shouldn't be dependent on somebody just because they've been out there. I got 12 novels out there, but that doesn't mean I know every goddamn thing. But it was trial and error for me to get to where I am with the amount of books I have. Now, I try to help people as much as I can, but I'm not going to screw you and take your money. I don't want to do that because I don't want my money taken. But that's just me. Now, there's other people out there that's been through stuff. They might screw you or whatever. I don't know. But the thing is I want to help somebody who's trying to help themselves. In other words, like DB said, if you're trying to do something and you're trying to find, you ask me a question that's legit, fine. But don't be asking me everything on how to do this, how to do a typeset this, how to do all this. And you ain't doing the research on how to do this shit. I'm not going to do that for you. But I will tell you what you can do, how to go get it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to sit there and leave you hanging, but I'm not going to tell you every step unless I decide to pull you under my wing to do that. I've done that with some people. But I think that if you really care about this craft and you really want to do it, I think that you're going to find a way to find out how to do it. Did I lose everybody?
No, I'm here.
No, I'm here.
Okay. Well, I don't know what happened to Melanie. She dropped off. Hopefully she'll call back in. You know, there she is now. Melanie, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Can you hear us, Melanie? Okay, I'm sorry, but I don't know what happened. Okay, well, the subject matter tonight is scams against authors and poets. And we're trying to, you know, there was an incident that happened in September. I don't know if you know about it, but there's a video that's out that Lisa Amos Perry Amos, whatever her name was having a show or a book event in Atlanta. And it turned out to be a scam. And now people were upset because they lost all their money and everything. But now you talk to some of these folks, they're like, oh, it's water under the bridge. We don't care anymore. It's great. You know, I don't want to talk about it anymore and all this. So I don't know if she's paid them off or what's happened, but we couldn't get them on the show. But anyway, we're still talking about it because that's why we have this special edition tonight.
But see, that's the other issue that is a problem is that people don't want to say, you know, I mean, if it's somebody that's out there, there's no good, say that. And the fact that she's a woman, a lot of people don't want to say anything. But that was a man, it wouldn't be hushed yet. It would still
be people
talking about it. They'd be dogging it out.
Coming
up.
Right. If it was
don't
Red,
work for
Red,
him.
Sure that damn Red. That's that damn Red. That Red is fucked up. They sure would have it out there.
Right. They would still be talking about it. But the fact that nobody wants to keep, you know, you need to warn other people. I don't care if she did rectify the situation. She caused some damage. Like, this woman caused some damage. Do we want to work with somebody like that and take the risk of possibly the next time that she does it, she's going to actually succeed at really getting over on some people?
And, of course, we're finding out from Drinka, this wasn't the first time. This has happened before, and people still did this shit.
But the thing about it is, like, trying to tell somebody this is like, you know, like, the best way to describe how this went down, I tried to tell people. I legitimately was like, look, if I heard it advertised, I even went to the event itself. I went to the event page itself and said, y'all don't go to this bullshit. Why you say that? She trying to do good for our community. No, she not.
She tried to get me to come. She wanted me to come as well. She was like, oh, Red, we need you, blah, 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 and all this. And, you know, you can broadcast down there and everything. You know, she was doing all that. She said all that shit, you know. And I ain't gonna lie. I thought about going because I thought she was on the up and up because she supported so many other authors in the past and done so many things. And I'm not saying that she wasn't legit in doing that. She probably had a good heart in that. But sometimes when you get little dollars in your hand, sometimes that shit, you know, if you're in a situation, you lose your mind. Yeah, let's just be honest. You get fucked up. You know, the shit just fucks you up.
Your mind, not my money.
But the thing is,
if you're trying to do something on that big of a scale, you need to keep the one thing you need to make sure you do is continue to be honest. Because then you end up with situations like this. but that's not the case. But people will give her another chance. Just like Drika said, this was the second time, it's going to be a third time.
You're right.
It's going to be a fourth time.
The chat room is asking this question right now. How can you rectify this situation when the tables were $325 and many people were coming from out of town? So how would they get reimbursed for their travel expenses?
Man, $325.
Right. Exactly.
That much. I better be getting some head under the table.
You should be getting some fucking somebody. But look, let me tell you something. That's just like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and say the person who fucked me in that. It was Michelle Cameron. I know y'all know who she is. She wrote the book Charge It to the Game, where she went to jail for credit card fraud and all this shit. Okay, so she fucked me up with that.
And
you
we'll
know,
talk
her,
about
that
mixed.
Yeah, but it's some shit that went down with that. Now, she still has a publishing company out there, and there's some people that I know that write for her. So, I mean, you know, they're doing it. That's whatever. You know, that's their choice. They have an informed decision, and they made it a choice. They're doing it. That's fine. Like I said, I'm not trying to put nobody down. I'm just saying this is what's out there. Everybody knows about Vicky Stringer, and they all know about Triple Crown. They all know about all this shit that's going on with these companies, okay? So it ain't like it's new. You know, it's out there.
But people are still supporting. But people are still supporting those people. Why? Because people stop telling the fact that they're scamming people. People stop saying, you know, you shouldn't work with this person because they're no good. They stop
Nobody
saying
wants
anything.
To feel embarrassed.
But my partner, he dealt with Lisa Tyrell Perry, and I said, you need to, because he showed me the video. I said, you need to let other people know. He was like, no, I don't want to put her out there like that. Damn her. What about all the people she got over on? You know what I'm saying? That could have been you. That could have been you. And you would have appreciated the fact that if somebody had warned you about a certain person, if you knew ahead of time, you could have said, you know what, well, let me do some research on this person and see what this person is really about.
But nobody wants to embarrass nobody. It's almost like, oh, I can't say nothing because I don't want to embarrass her. Fuck that.
I'm telling you, and I'm telling you, if that had been a man, it would have been a whole different situation because you're quick to throw the man under the bus when he ain't doing right. Quick to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a woman, we don't want to hurt her like that. She just,
fuck
she don't
that.
Know
I'm
no
telling.
Better.
I'm
yeah, like she don't know no better. Like, you know, like we're going to be her, like as a man, we're going to be her protector, you know, from her doing wrong. We don't want to, talk down
Please.
On the woman.
Please, if you're a bad person, you just a bad person. I'm putting you out there.
The three examples we have given so far have been women. So, I mean, what the fuck? You know, it was the Cameron female, Triple Crown is female, Winter's female.
The gentleman Matthew Dawson, there's more, but the male Matthew Dawson, who happened to be a Caucasian man, but he does promotional stuff. He does
the different
side of it.
After I had to sue him,
then I did some research on him. I mean, I talked to him on the phone. We did the Skype thing so we could Skype that way. But I did some research on him to find out that he had already scammed other people out of thousands of dollars. One person gave him $5,000, you know, and another person gave him $7,000, and they've never gotten it. So he's got lost. He's got at least five lawsuits against him right now.
Because they're hoping that they can get you with your dream. They want to get on your dream and use that against you. Now, if I don't pay this money, I ain't going to never get out there. So I got to do something. That's what they're working with. The hope that you're going to go on your dream and say, fuck it, I'm going to go and pay this because the only way I'm going to get there is I'm going to get there, you know, is to do this. My last dollar.
Some people are honestly willing to take it on the chin because they think that if they struggle now, it'll pay off in the end.
So they'll
spend that extra money. They'll go from venue to venue, you know, not knowing that these are not good venues to go to. I mean, my first one was here in Houston, and it was one of the worst experiences that I ever had.
I heard about that book fair in Houston. But you know the one thing that hasn't been acknowledged, which is a reason why a lot of people go this route with going with people they're not doing the research for? They feel proud of themselves that somebody wants their work.
Right.
It's almost like
you're
reading your own book.
That's very true.
You reading your own book and you liking your own book is not enough. Now you need a complete stranger to read your book and fall over it. Because when they stroke your ego, like, oh, my God, that's what Winter did to me. She made me feel like Hide and Seek was going to be on New York Times bestsellers list. Like, she awed after it. And it was like, really, Dreka? Somebody who then wrote books really like what you wrote. Wow.
Right.
And that feeling. That feeling
well,
by
you know,
itself.
But you know,
what
I
want
we have to learn is that, and we have to realize, and of course I'm sure you've realized it now, Dreka, is that the people that really fall all over your stuff, the people that really matter, are the ones who ain't asking you for a dime. Those are the ones who are saying, you know what? What else do you have going on? What can I do to support you? This won't cost you nothing for me to help you promote what you got going on. What do you need me to do? Those are the ones that we really need to focus on, opposed to the ones saying, you know what? You got a great product. How much money you got so I can help you get what you all the hard work that you've already put into it? I need you to put another $2,000 or $3,000 into it to help me help you get where you need to go.
Right. And
you paying them to do that.
I'm doing it for free. People fall for that because that's what they do. That's just the way they talk to you, and you feel like, well, I got to do this because this is how they got there. I got to do this. You know, I just got to it. You know, and it's just, you know, it's playing on your emotions of you trying to get to where you want to get to. Just like a lot of these people think that when they go to these companies, the first thing they ask me when they come to work to Midwest Publishing Group is, am I going to be in the bookstores? Am I going to be in, I want to see my name in, you know, my book in Walmart. They don't care if it's in Barnes & Noble, and they want to see the shit sitting at fucking, you know, Walmart so they can go in, you know, or something like that, you know, or Target or something. That's what they want. They don't care. You know, if it's anywhere else.
And that's the other thing, Red, we have said this on your show so many times. If you're in it for the money, you better not do this. Don't even,
you will not
don't do it.
Quick.
You know,
you'll be upset for a long, long time.
You should be more in it for the fact that you can change lives, or maybe you got a message that you want to put out, and don't expect nothing from it. I mean,
you know, like it seems like the only people getting rich out of this is people that want to, you know, sleep with senators and congressmen. And I'm not about to sell my booty due to nobody's senator to get no book deal. I'm sorry.
Right.
I just messed up with the regular bums around the corner.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And some people,
that's crazy.
Another thing, let me tell you why we're talking about this, people. Just because you self-publish your book does not mean you're successful, okay? A lot of people think that if they haven't published for a mainstream company that they are not successful. That is not true anymore. Now, maybe in the past it used to be, but this is a new era in the publishing and literary game. You don't have to have done that. Now, if that's a personal goal that you want to get with some company and they publish you and you let them rape you, or I say pimp you, then you let them go ahead and do that. If that's what you feel like, it's going to make you feel like you have done something. Because, okay, yeah, you've been recognized. But, you know, I mean, you can get recognized. We know Precious was written, was a self-published book. It's a movie now. I mean, we get ready to see 50 Shades of Grey. It was self-published. It'll get ready to be a movie. And there's other books that's out there that's going to be movies that's been published or whatever. And whether they come to the mainstream or not. My thing is that success is not gauged that way. Success is on how you get out there and how you promote the book and how you get it out there. DB says it all the time, and he's right. It's how you put yourself out there and how you get the work out there for people to recognize it, to
and to be honest, if you completed a book and got it published, however you got it published, whether it was self-published or not, if you sold one book, you should feel great success in yourself.
I'm telling you.
Because everybody cannot do it. Everybody wants to write a book, but they cannot do it. I'm sorry.
They cannot.
People might say, oh, Red's books are fucked up, or they might say it might be a word missing here or words jacked up there, whatever. That might be the case. I don't know what they're saying. I'm just making some shit up. But the thing is I got 12 books, and I'm going to have two more next year. So that'll be 15, and I'll keep writing because I love writing. It's not about the money. Yes, I'm getting paid, but it's not about the money. It's about me loving to write and wanting to do well enough to get out there. So you got people out there talking about, I want to write a book. I got fucking 12 of them. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying. I do it because I love it, not because I'm trying to get rich. Well, I want to, but I mean, you know, that's not the main reason. You get what I'm saying.
I know people who try to turn one book into six books.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Real.
You know, they keep the series going and going. Now, I did that with my first set of series, but the books, people were asking for it. The only reason why Scandalous Motives is a 5-book series today and get ready to be one more, which is The Guild, is because my fans have asked for these things, and I have to accommodate them. But the thing is you got to be able to be versatile. I'm not trying to write in one genre either. I'm trying to write in several genres and spread myself around. But getting back to the scams,
so
let's get there.
You going to do some poetry, Red? You going to do some poetry?
No. I ain't good enough to do poetry.
Ready to do it as long as I was
with poetry.
That's pretty much it.
I might say ring around a rosy, pocket full of toesies,
suck,
whatever. You know, I'm that kind of shit. But I, you know, anyway. If I can do poetry, I would, but I'm not good enough for that, and I know that. So I'm not going to try to jump into something that I can't do. But paranormal, sexual, whatever, I can do all that.
I'm gonna write something so you can read it on, because you got the voice for it.
You think so?
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna write something so you can do it on your show.
Okay. All right, well, my friend here, who is leaving, she's leaving the chat room. I hate to see her go, but she's always bringing such great information, but she has to sign off.
Tell her we said thank you.
Yeah,
y'all know who she is, Norlita. Norlita Brown is always doing her thing. So we like her. She's very, very intelligent, and she's very supportive. And I love that she always comes to the chat room. She may not come on the actual show, but she will come on the chat room, and she will say what she got to say and get it out there, and we appreciate that.
But it's
so,
not always scams against us, you know, and I wanted to segue into that. Sometimes we scam each other. Because God knows how many times I've seen books, even on Amazon, you know, book 10, 15, 30 pages, and they charge $5 for it, $5, $6, $10.
Shit,
you know, so,
what you mean?
Sometimes you go to book shows. But let's be honest, how many times has each of us gone to a book show, exchange books with somebody else because we're like, okay, well, you know, they want to exchange books. I don't have a problem with that. You get their book, and it's the worst piece of shit you ever read. You're like, I traded one of my good books for this, and you upset. You know what I'm saying? That dude should have known better.
Surprise.
You know, and if we
surprise
feel like that,
ain't back.
If we feel like that,
it's
no, but honestly,
support,
if we feel like that, think about how readers feel when they get a book that they spent, you know, $5, $10 on that is no good. Now they're apprehensive about all of us. You know, they're like, okay, well, you know, so it's like.
Oh, dude didn't call back in. I thought he was going to call back in tonight. He said he was going to call. He even texted me earlier today saying he was going to call in on Facebook so he could talk more shit. But I guess we found him
out. Maybe he was a little apprehensive after last night, you know.
Yeah, I would say.
Could y'all be scaring people?
But you know what?
Well,
you
know,
it's not scaring
truth.
People.
It's some bullshit,
we
man.
Pointed out the truth. We pointed out truth to him that he didn't want to acknowledge.
He's generally.
And you can't
back and forth. He was here, he was there,
he
was everywhere.
But, like, you
asked
a direct question, and you thought he was on the stand. He answered every question but the one we asked.
But the one you asked. He a politician.
Exactly. You can't piss in our face and tell us it's raining and think we going to sit here and see. This is Word Sexy Radio. We don't play that shit here. We don't play that.
But
yeah.
you know when people, when he did the, but he did the typical male thing. He did, okay, so let me say this real quick. Right. I talked to a gentleman today, and I told him about the conversation we had about anal sex or whatever, and I brought up some very good points about how a woman feels like if she lets you back there, then it's probably, you know, she feels like you're the one, like you're more important to her than anybody else, because everybody else can't go back there. And he thought that was funny. And I said, what do you mean? I said, it's not funny. I said, let me tell you why that's not funny. Because I'm one of those women who feel like that. If I let you back, it's because I really like you, and I'm looking to move forward with this. So he said, well, the typical male. I said, yeah, you're the typical male. That's why men don't have. That's why. See, I said, that's why I go on Word Sexy Radio.
You know what? There is another way to break this down to men to kind of get them to our mindset. Think about it as though like this. Men, do you let just any female have a copy of your house keys? Do you let just any female meet your mother? If you let a female meet your mother and she's meeting your children, and she has a copy of your key, and she even go as bold as know your bank account, your bank PIN number, that chick is there for a reason, and you're going to keep her on time. You don't bring anybody to be mama. Like, we not letting anybody back there.
But my bank card don't feel
like
doo-doo.
I like that, Rachel. I like that. That's a great example. Great one.
So sticking my dick in your ass, it has to be a reason for it, which I would want it to be. I don't want to just fuck some ass. I mean, if I'm into you, I want to fuck your ass.
But somebody who's looking for something of substance, you know, those are rare women out there who get freaky. They don't care. That's the rare men out there. I mean, the majority of men are probably just freaky. They don't care which hole they put it in. But the majority of us women, we're not. I mean, if we want something of substance, I don't know you like that. I don't care how many times we did it. We ain't going nowhere with this. You can't go back there. That's the back door. You still coming in the front door. Just keep coming in the front door until I give you permission to come in the back door.
Just so everybody understands, we haven't changed the from scams, authors, and poets, and we have gotten back on fucking in the ass. That's what we're talking about last night. As you know, we're doing a second segment of that. And
like,
we didn't even warn you. We just ran over there and shit. We just ran into fucking in the ass. We do, you know, nothing. Nothing at all. We just ran into shit.
But wait, didn't DV say that he does do that? He has done that?
Yeah,
DV, I'm sorry. I don't want to dress like you ain't right here. But that's what I thought. I just
speak to DV in third person, please.
I did. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. That was rude.
But I mean, it's a lot of stuff that's happening in the world. I mean, if it's not scams, if it's not nothing. But you know what I find it to be really strange about these scams? A lot of these scams is being done by people who was in jail for something.
For
so
scams, that's what
I'm
saying. And most people who get in jail for something are those who are writing urban fiction. I hate to say it, but it just seems to be they're in their element. They changed the product from drugs to books, and they're now using that to go forth and overcome. I hate to say it.
Everything can be manipulated. You know, all you need to do is find a white lady.
We got Melanie back again. Hopefully she'll stay. She keeps popping away.
But people need to be proactive and ask that question. Like, you need to ask, what did you go to jail for? Oh, I robbed somebody. So you stole from somebody. Okay. What makes you think
damn.
You ain't going to steal
ain't
from
no
me?
Okay. What if he said right? Then you're like, okay, well, you can have my book.
Like I said, man, I wish that I could have gotten paid back for the trip that I didn't make to Jersey or whatever for that. But, you know, like I said, they laughed at me. Motherfuckers laughed at me, man. You know what I'm saying?
I think part of the reason why people do some of the people do some of the things they do is because the majority of people they're not taking these people to court to sue them for their money back. They're not doing anything. It's you know what? It's my fault. I shouldn't have trusted this person, and they're going about their business.
No,
so they in that
step.
Yeah, exactly. So they just move on. I told Red, you should have sued them. You should have sued them.
I should
have sued them.
How long ago was that? 3 years ago? 2 years ago? That was a while ago, wasn't it?
But that's a nice chunk of change that comes out of our pockets. You're not getting rich off of selling books.
So, Tricky, right. did you have an incident with them as well? Did you have something
you know
going
what?
With them?
I went, I actually went to their store when they opened up another store. I actually went back. I went there for the first time a couple months ago because they do have a new store, which coincidentally closed a couple months later. But I went there, and the vibe was very, I want to say, very disgusting to me. I felt as though as you want me to come to your store, you need to tell me the truth and tell me everything. I went in the store, and I saw dildos hanging up everywhere. I'm like, wait a minute. What type of store? Now, keep in mind, I had my mother with me. Because, in fact, this was around Mother's Day. My mother came with me because
dildos.
I was treating her out to dinner. Exactly. I'm going into a bookstore.
Dildos.
Correct. Yes. I'm not, you know, I took my mother with me because I was treating her out for dinner for Mother's Day. So I brought her with me. And I'm like, okay, I Googled the store. The store looked fine. I went in the store, and literally my mother was like, I can't go in there. I said, why? She said, just go in there and you'll see. Now, with most parents, they're very reserved. My mother and I should not be talking about sexual matters. I'm a grown woman. She a grown woman. I got a kid. She got me. So we know how we got it. We just don't need to discuss it. And you walk in and dildos and dental dams, and I'm like, what the mess is going on here?
Oh, shit.
I felt like a church lady with a hat on with a fan. I'm like, just some last lick.
I feel you're the motherfucker laughing in my ear and shit on the phone and shit. When he told me, the store's closing. I'm sorry we didn't tell you. That shit fucks me up.
What you should have did was, instead of since your flight and hotel was already booked, you probably should have called more bookstores in the area and see if you could have booked something. So that way,
man,
your
I was
trip
so pissed
been
off,
so Drika. Well.
Drika, you're right. That would have been the right thing to do. But I was so fucking pissed off.
I was just mad.
I was because they wasn't woman enough or man enough to tell me that they shit folded. You know, can we schedule it? Can we reschedule? Because that's what they told me. They said we're moving stores. So they probably moved to the other shit that they had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they didn't tell me that. So, you know, that's a scam. You know, we get scammed.
But it's like, scams come a dime a dozen. Like, if it's not solely about clicks, it's about people trying to get on. And what I see new authors doing, which I advise them not to do, new authors are starting to latch on to other authors because they feel since that author is already established, that's less work I got to do. No, it's not.
Right.
People know that
right.
author. They
and
don't
you
know who the hell you is.
And that's
you
why
need
you
to
don't
do
need
the grunt work.
Friends,
like, you need to go out
all
there.
Your friends as authors and shit. All your buddies, everybody on your Facebook is an author. I mean, damn, it's authors are dime a dozen.
What is with that? Everybody, you got like 1,500 authors in your page for one book club. No.
Right.
You not working, like, you have to work smart and not work hard. You sitting there, you ass backwards the whole business. And then when people like me try to tell them, stop doing that, that's a no-no. Then you get hit with, oh, well, I'm trying to get on. I said, no, that's another name for bitch-assness, people. We need to cut it out.
That's another word for lazy.
They're lazy. They want you to, as you said, DB, they want to email you, okay, how do I do this? First of all, stop right here. Hell no, I'm not going through no checklist with you. How about this? Get this book that somebody told me to read when I first started. Thumb through this book with a highlighter and your glasses at the tip of your nose and get the hell out of my face. How about them apps?
And it's not wrong to do that. A lot of people say that you're being an asshole, but no, you're not. You took time out to do the research to find out things that you needed to find out so that you can go for it. There's nothing wrong with asking some questions, but when you ask every step, how do I put the damn first word on the page, how do I, you know, all this shit, I mean, that's just, you want me to write the fucking book for you?
Exactly.
See, but
you know what I mean?
Remember, it goes to the old adage, give a man a fish, he eats for a day, teach a man a fish, he eats for a lifetime. You know what I'm saying? And if you keep telling people what to do, they're not going to learn what they're supposed to be doing. You know,
yes,
and
you
so,
right.
you know, it's just kind of like if you're not learning what you're supposed to be doing, then you're making us all look bad.
You are. Especially when you get these scams going on, like with Winter and her scam. I found out so much because she's still on the run, by the way. I don't know how that
was
being fine.
She still goes.
She's still on the run, and from what I'm being told, she's in the process of trying to put up another publishing company.
Well, let me ask you this before you go into that. Please tell me that J.M. Benjamin wasn't really part of that.
What happened?
Please tell me that J.M. Benjamin was not really part of that.
Here's the thing. I was told he was. I was told he was a part of it to a point where when Winter needed to order her books, the book for A Preacher's Trick, the book that we did. From what was told to me by people in her general camp, people working for her business, what I was told was she needed the money to buy the books. She didn't have the money. Because she couldn't sucker me out of $1,650, she went crying onto his shoulder. So what he did was he called his printer, who's in Long Island, and told his printer, look, on the strength of me, can you print her up these many books? The printer did so. She drove up from Virginia to Long Island, past New Jersey, past me completely. She actually came to New Jersey to pick him up. They drove to Long Island. She got over 2,000, 3,000 books. And what she did was she was supposed to pay him back.
Some of the money. That very well would have seemed like to be
because what happened was she paid him a part of the money. Then she started passing off a lie where I'm not selling as many books as I thought I would. So what he did was he set up 3 book signings with a very prominent person.
Too, so. Right.
Yeah, that bullshit, but whatever. He set up
a book signing
for her at 3 of Carl Weber's bookstores in Maryland. Now, people know I'm the co-author of this book. But I'm getting people asking me, why aren't you telling us that you're coming to Maryland? I said, I'm not coming to Maryland. They said, well, Winter posted something online about she's doing a book signing in Maryland for this book. I'm like, what? So I go on Facebook. Sure enough, Winter then booked 3 book signings. Come to find out, she owed Jay Benjamin money for these books. So Jay and Benjamin set her up with 3 book signings at 3 of Carl Weber stores in Maryland. I wasn't supposed to be in on this deal because she owed him that money. His deal was with her, not with me.
Okay, so she was paying him back. So it really wasn't her fucking him. It was just or him fucking you around. She was just trying to pay the debt because she tried to get the books done and then didn't rob you.
Exactly. So because she didn't involved me in the book signings, I was like, well, Winter, why didn't you tell me? I'm right here in Jersey. I'm 3 hours away. I can make this trip. Why didn't you invite me to come? She could have said, Jerika, here's the truth. I'm scamming you, and I tried to scam him, so now he knows I got paid back. She could have very well said that.
Okay, okay, okay.
She could have very well said that. So I went along for the book signings. And I have to say, unprofessional is an understatement. She might as well have came here in her bathing suit.
Okay?
I don't know what the hell who had told her.
Let me ask you this. Did you get any money for that book?
Hell no.
Not
a red single cent. But after she went on the run, when I got a call from her camp telling me she was on the run, and I'm like, well, what's going on? Then I got the scoop. Come to find out, Winter made about a good 20 G's off this book.
Whoa.
She made about 20 G's off this book. And I got not a single red cent. I'm like, wow, you made
that. That's my thing. That's my issue with doing anthologies. I got scammed once, and it wasn't even on that level. But I'm looking at now, people are asking for me to be in an anthology. I'm like, well, you know what, I don't know you, and what do I get out of it, really? Because you're going to continue to sell this book with my name in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get 2 books, and what else do I get?
And then there's a new scam with the anthologies that's happening. Somebody did an anthology a couple of years ago that I was actually a part of. I was very new to this game, so I didn't know the right people to ask about anthologies. I was in this anthology, and I got told, well, look, here's what's going to happen. If we accept your book into the anthology, you sign paperwork signing over your name, signing over this story to us. If this story gets picked up to be a movie, you get no rights from it. But you are a new author. You got to put in your dues. Me, like the dumbass that I was, I got to put in my dues. You want my story? Bam. I signed on the dotted line. This will happen. Shit ain't go nowhere. But people are now either doing anthologies and the money is not being split because there's like 15 different people in putting a story in a book. How are you really going to split a profit between you and 15 people?
Let me tell you how you do that done. Most of the time when anthologies are done, and not now, I've done one, and I've done some, and DB can answer on this too, because he's been in. a few. A lot of times when people do these anthologies, they work out a contract with you to pay you maybe up front a certain amount of money for each story, and then after that, you don't get anything else from it. So that's one way of doing it.
Well, no,
the other way is, go ahead, Didi.
No, what you can do is you can still get money from it, but you would have to sell your own books. As far as the rights to, like, as far as the rights to any movie or any TV production, nobody's ever going to give you those rights. And the reason being is because if you have 20 authors in an anthology, you have to split everything up 20 ways. And to the person putting out the book, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You see what I'm saying? So, like, it just, I guess ultimately what you want to do with an anthology is, you know, you want to retain the rights to your story without putting the exact same story in another book. And that's all, you know, whoever's putting the contract together should say. Look, you know, if you want to write another, you know, if you like this character and you want to keep this character, you should have the rights to that character. You see what I'm saying?
See,
but other than that, they're not going to give you rights to, you know.
Exactly, because I'm involved in I submitted a short story I'm doing for an anthology, and I asked the person doing the anthology, can I retain my rights to my story? And she said, if you want, you can start, if you have a book that you're promoting for next year, you can actually put the beginning of your book
in
this
there.
Anthology and finish it on your own. I was okay with that. I didn't have to sign over my soul, my limb, my son's kidney, or nothing. And I'm getting money off the top. Ain't no, now see, that's called doing good business. She didn't watch New Jack City and learned her hustle.
And as long as you're promoting the book, you're making money from the book.
Mm-hmm.
Right. See, that's why I didn't understand about people who do these anthologies. They get a couple of books, but they pay to be in the anthology. You're paying to be in it, and all you're getting is, what, your name in it and a couple of books? I mean, where is the continuous reward in that, or what are you really getting out of it outside that your name is on another book?
You get scared.
Well, I mean, exposure. I mean, there's a lot of things you can get out of it, but the thing is like I said, I'm in an anthology that's coming up. I've been in a couple, and there are, it just depends on the contract that you sign with them. I'm hearing some feedback. It just depends on the contract, what you got going on, okay? The one that I was with, that I'm in right now, that I'm working with, that there's going to be proceeds that come from that. Everybody's going to get a certain percentage from that book, that, and it's in the contract that everyone gets that. Now, like I said, I've been in some where you write certain parts, so you might get a certain amount of money, and then that's all you get, the book, you know, as they sell, you know, but you sign that no more royalties come to you, you only get paid for the certain thing. It just depends on how you do it. There's several ways of doing it.
The reason why you don't want to do that, because me and Red, if I write an anthology with you, right, you sell 100 books, and I sell one.
I get a lot of feedback from somewhere.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is if Red goes out and sells, let's say he sells 1,000 books, and I'm too lazy to get off my ass and sell my own anthology, and I sell one book, how is that fair that we all get equal split? You see what I'm saying?
You shouldn't, and that's right. You're right, yeah.
You're absolutely correct. Because, I mean, I'm trying to work out the kinks of me doing
and
anthology.
And that's another thing, and I'm glad we're kind of talking about this, because we got this book that we're doing. It's not an anthology, but it's going to be four authors together working on this one book. So we'll definitely have to realize or decide what we want to do as far as the royalties from that, because we're going to get some. People are going to buy this book, the relationship book that we're going to do. Now, me personally, well, I wouldn't mind getting some money, but I really want to just get it out there so people can read it. If people are reading it and they're getting the truth, I'm going to be happy with that. But, you know, some people might want to get paid. I don't know. I mean, I ain't saying I don't want to get paid, but I'm just saying that, you know, if I can get it out there and my part of it is donated to some piece somewhere, something to help something, then I'm willing to do that as well. But we'll talk about that. And like I said, there were some people that was wanting to know. They want to make sure that the deal with JM is not an issue, and it is. And nobody said he's done anything, and I'm putting it out there now. He wasn't part of that. The reason why I even brought his name up is to make sure that everybody knows that he wasn't part of that.
Because, I mean, you know, what Winter did do, and I didn't respect her for even more, is that when she finally got caught, she put out that everybody involved, to a point where she was naming people that had nothing to do with it, to a point where she was actually, and I got proof of this myself, she was telling people that she gave me $5,000 to bury my father because my father died. My father died last December. Winter and I's book came out in February. And she was telling people, well, I paid Rika. I gave her $5,000 for her part of the book to bury her father. If anybody know what I've written on Facebook, my father was cremated, and I paid for that myself. So where's my $5,000 at? Because my pocket's a little light. Like, only thing in there is lint balls and two pennies. What am I going to do with that?
Rub them together?
Right.
And bust her ass in the head with them after I'm done.
Well, you know, I don't know.
To the
white
meat show at that.
Well, Cotton, I want to ask you this. It's funny how we were on one thing, and then we jumped into the ass fucking, and then we jumped right back into the scam. So is ass fucking a scam? Is that what it is?
It's what? What? I'm sorry. You cut out.
Is ass fucking a scam?
He will play it again.
I want to make sure everybody understands what I said.
Is being fucked in the ass a scam?
Is that what happens to you when you get scammed? Are you getting fucked in the ass?
Pretty much, yeah.
So when a guy fucks you in the ass and he's not in love with you and you find out, is that a scam?
Oh, heck yeah.
That's an obituary.
Is that an obituary?
Mm-hmm.
Will you be killed for doing that?
You could be seriously. You could die from that.
You get real hurt. Like busting the head to the white meat and everything.
Dang,
basically, because I mean, it's like, you know, it's like you're like, but see, but then again, you do got some men who will go, who will take it to the extreme and go that far into a relationship with a woman, really just. You know, really just letting us believe that, oh, yeah, I love her, I want to be with her. And then when it could go on for months, and they get that one particular thing they want, and they out the door. You would think having the vagina, that would be satisfying to them. But no, they want to go through every door in the house. Go through my ear.
Right.
If you're trying to really get me, go to my ear. Go ahead, because that's about the only place you get it. Go through my ear and see what you get. You won't get nothing.
That's a feeling.
Okay,
for real. So you do right.
I have a question. I have a question on the anthology deal. Okay, an author writes in. I'm not gonna say their name. Her daughter wrote in an anthology, and she got paid for that piece, just like what we were talking about before. Now, will she get screwed in the end? I'm gonna answer this. I'm gonna probably say yes because if it's in the contract. First of all, there was a contract. And it says that she only gets a certain amount of money for contributing. And then there is nothing as far as the rights of getting any royalties from that, that she probably won't get any more money.
Correct.
Especially if she signed for that. Now, if she signed that, okay, you're going to get $300 to do this two stories, and then any royalties that come in, which people ain't going to do that because that's just an unheard of deal, that's probably not what's going to happen. So I would say she needs to look and see what the contract says, but if they pay her in advance, she's probably not going to get any more money. So I just wanted to answer that. I hope
you're
still listening.
You're not going to get paid in advance and royalties.
Exactly. The only way you do that is if you're with a mainstream company, and a lot of times they won't, you know, it's just not going to happen. Okay, so hopefully I answered your question. We got like 21 minutes left, and I kind of want to get back in that ass thing again, just a little bit before we go.
Hey,
at least 10 more minutes
you
of ass.
You get back in the ass?
I mean, you know, back in the ass, you know. I mean, you know. You know, we heard last night that there's an erogenous zone inside of the ass, and, you know.
It is.
And my thing is, I don't want that in my ass, but, you know, not no male anyway, but, I mean, now I have had some issues where I'm putting my shit all out in the damn street, there has been women's fingers in the ass, and that shit has helped my orgasm tremendously. So, yes, I think there is something back there that helps you with that, as far as a woman's finger, nothing else. No dildos, no dicks and all that shit, because I ain't that way. But, yeah. So what do you think, women? Men don't
well,
have to admit that they think something wrong.
Done it.
If they like it, they think it's something wrong. They like that shit. They think, oh, God.
I know a man who did something where he let his girlfriend experiment. We was questioning him about it, like, what would make you do that? But he said as
well,
a testament to their love, she
wow.
asked him, could she
stick a dildo in his ass
and
fuck him? Yeah.
Him.
Right. You know, I've heard that before. Lou, let me tell you something. Before you go any further with that, I know somebody. I'm not going to say their name.
They
like to do that. They like to dominate men by doing that with these men. They like to fuck these men. You know who she is. I'm not going to say her name.
Oh, yeah. I already know. As soon as you was like, you know,
she will stick you quickly and will tell you. Now, if she was on the show, I'll let her say it herself. I'm not going to say it. But she is cold about that, about wanting to fuck a dude and make him squirm. What is that about?
It's dominance. Because it's rare that you get a man to squirm. Like, I don't know what it is about.
Dick? Are you just, I mean, you can't make him squirm by doing some other shit? I mean,
you know what it is?
Fucking
an ass? You know what it is? It's like the same way how us women feel about that situation, about a man getting that part of us, it's the same thing with a man that actually does that. You know, if I let you back in, that means I really, really love you. And you can't tell nobody this happened. Don't tell nobody. Don't let it be known. But if I let you back in, girl, I love you. You're going to be my wifey. And then when he find out that's not what she want, you didn't play me. Now he's sitting on the couch with a bottle of cognac and a Lenny Williams.
She's letting everybody fuck her ass. Then what do you think? You're not that guy, are you?
Basically. You hate that guy. You did.
I found out that I thought I was fucking this bitch in the ass. Oh, I shouldn't say bitch, I'm sorry. Excuse me, ladies. This woman in the ass, and come to find out that everybody's just fucking her in the ass.
Yeah, because it was loose.
Well, maybe she like it in the dude. Maybe she like it in the booty. I mean, people like what they like, right?
So that's not always true. Well, there's always a exception
no,
to rule, he says, right?
As a rule of thumb, yeah. But there is always going to be exceptions, no matter what. There's no, there are no absolutes.
What is this feedback I'm hearing? Is some guy or something in the background talking or something? Is anybody else hearing that, or is that just me?
No, I hear it.
I don't know where that's coming from. Anyway, it's like another conversation on television or something in the background. But anyway, go ahead. We got about 17 minutes, so I hear it still. But anyway. Damn, did I fuck it all up? I mean, it's just sad fucking in the ass. I mean, that's all. I mean, I don't want to be fucked in the ass. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't want any woman to come to me and tell me that she wants to fuck me with a dildo. I just don't want that shit.
Do you like your salad tossed?
Yeah, I like my salad tossed.
Ooh, okay.
I like to toss salads. But I don't want no dick in my ass. A tongue can go back to all day long, but I don't want no motherfucking dick or
I just recently tried that, and I was like, I just recently tried that. My boyfriend just recently tried that, and he tricked me because I thought he was in the other location. I'm like, wait a minute, you a little too high.
That's
up.
Just real. That's just close. I mean, how the hell are you gonna not click that motherfucker?
And I'm sitting like, what was you just saying? He was like, I was just. I'm like,
damn, somebody just jumped off. We just lost somebody. I don't know who it was. Anyway, they jumped off. I guess we got too hot. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. But, I mean, I tried it for the first time, and because I'm not a fan of that back area, I didn't enjoy it so much. But maybe once I loosen up. But I was like, oh, no, wait a minute. You cannot go back there. No. That's off limits to you until I
My thing wasn't clean when he did it.
Yeah,
hey.
Right,
she was like, I just got this shit, right?
And it was a hot bikini, so was it ready?
It was a hot bikini back then.
We talked about
that
last
night. You
and I had to hold in my car,
sure
right?
You want to make sure it's clean, right? So
you got to wait a couple hours to get all that done. You got to make sure stuff ain't sitting in your bowel cavity. Nasty.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well. Yeah.
Oh, dear God. Where else on planet Earth are you going to have a conversation like this?
word
anywhere else. Only
you can't have everywhere.
Now, let me ask y'all, because, I mean, we get feedback sometimes, but what do people really think about Word Sexy Radio? Are they really scared of this show, or do they think that we're just assholes and we cuss all the time? Red is always saying cuss words. He ain't shit. And me, okay. What are they?
You cuss more than everybody else combined.
I know I do. Probably too much. I know I cuss all the goddamn time. I'm sorry. But anyway, so what are people really saying about this show? Have you been hearing any feedback? Because we at one time, we were hot. We were so hot, like, everybody wanted to come through us before when they first came out with books. Everyone. And I'm still getting an apology from Cherry for not coming on the other day. You know, she really wanted to come on, but she couldn't get through for some reason. But anyway, so what are people really saying about this show? Anybody?
I hear is good feedback. I mean, but it all goes to who you have on your show that may have a problem, because you have a really vocal point of view. You don't let someone come on this show and spit no bull if you don't address it.
Right. That is true. That is so true. Anyway.
Look at your boy last night. You see, he ain't come back. I was waiting to hear his thoughts on this issue.
Right. I mean, you know, you're right, though. We do come correct on this show, and we won't sugarcoat shit. If you're fucked up, we'll tell you you're fucked up. If you're good,
we'll
tell you
you're good. That's like six curse words in 20 seconds. Keep going.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just the way it is. I mean, but everybody do come through Word Sexy. A lot of people do. Some won't, you know. I mean, but I've had Christian authors ask me, how come I won't have them on the show? I know it's supposed to be erotic. I said, it's not really erotic. I mean, it's erotic, but it's not necessarily. We've had all types of authors on this show and poets. So it's not just stuck to one thing. We just happen to talk about sex. And you believe it or not, even some of those people that write those type of genres, they're people. They talk about sex, too. Although we did have someone on here.
Sex is a natural form of life. That's how many people got here. I mean,
exactly.
Sex is not a taboo no more. I mean,
Some people, you know, just feel that, you know, they want to come on or whatever. And then you have some that come on the show that, like, we had an author. I ain't going to say her name. Y'all know who she is. She got pissed off because she was,
Anyway.
Yeah. She was on the show, and she, I guess we weren't talking what she wanted to talk about, or she thought it was about me, because the woman was asking questions about how I eat pussy or some shit. I don't know what she was asking that night. But anyway, she got pissed off, and she said I was making it about me, and she went through all this trouble to get this. Who was the author? What's the bitch? I mean, the woman's name. Her name is, what's her name? I'm sorry if I call her a bitch. I'm sorry. Mary Morrison, that's her name. She was coming on the show, and she was on the show, and she was talking most shit than anybody. I mean, she was talking about all kinds of shit that night, sucking dick and everything. You know what I mean? Okay, that's her thing. And for some reason, I was labeled as the show was about me, and I don't see, to this day, I still don't see how it was about me. I mean, DB was on there. Hell, it could have been about him. Shit, I don't know.
No, because that
it wasn't about me.
We had called in. That was the episode that both of us had called in. And for whatever reason, we ain't show up on the switchboard. So, like, you know, I was just like, I can't get in. I sent you a message, because I sent you a text message. I don't know what's going on, but I can't get through.
I was on there by myself. I was on there with
you
by myself.
Yeah, you were. It was just you and Mary B.
Oh, shit. We were going off, too, weren't we?
Yeah. Like, I listened to it for the first 30 minutes, and I was just like, all right, you know, I'm sick of hanging on the line, and he ain't coming over, so... I had to listen to it on a podcast.
Well, I'm sorry for that show. That was a couple of years ago, DB.
Yeah. Like I said, you know, it happened again with Cherry. You know, sometimes the numbers just don't show up.
Right. Yeah. And I like Cherry, because I'm going to tell you something. Cherry is so off the chain, man. She's so down to earth and real. I mean, she cuts more than I do. Can you believe that?
Yes, nope. I can.
Nope, I can't.
I can.
Because Cherry's, she's so down there. I love her, man. You know, I really wanted her to come on, because she was going to talk this shit about her getting ready to get married, and now she ain't getting married. And I wanted to find out what the hell happened with this nigga did this shit. Because she was putting it out on Facebook that he was lying about stuff, and I just wanted to hear it. But we're going to try to get her on, hopefully, if not before the end of this year, which probably may not happen, because she says she's doing some filming. But maybe by that first part of the year, where sexy's still going on like I hope it will be, then we will get her back. So, but, you know, it's been great. I'm glad you guys, I'm not letting you go yet. But I want you to go ahead and talk a little bit about your book real quick, Tweeter. Give us a little insight on that.
My book is called Trust No One, obviously, for the reason I don't trust no damn body. Trust No One is a good book about a woman who's married. You know, woman that's married, husband and did her wrong, everybody know the business. What did y'all laugh at? Wait a minute, did I say something?
No, this person by the name of DV Hint put in the chat room that he going to start calling me Red Booty. Anyway, go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead. I don't know what the fuck that means, but anyway, all right.
Maybe you got red freckles on your butt. I mean,
shit. He ain't gonna find out.
But I mean, Trust No One is a really good book. You know, it just like it's a book about a woman not trusting nobody. And you know, you could it comes out in May. Since I heard about this convention, I'ma try to see if I can have my book debuted at this convention. Now, Red, you should contact these people and ask them if you could set up the show at the Giant Book Festival. That'd be hot.
Well, we'll see what we can do, because the lady contacted me and told me about this. It's from Kansas City, and she's the one that's she asked for me to be part of this, so I'm gonna definitely work on doing that. That's not an issue. We'll definitely do that.
See you and see how your lips look in person. I see them on Facebook, but I want to see how they look. Like, I want to see, like, the plumpness in the lips and the freckles.
Oh, my God.
I'm a sucker for high yellow man with freckles. I want to tell you that.
Oh, my God.
High yellow with freckles and glasses, man, please, you get your rent paid.
I guess I'm going to get fucked by you, huh? Okay. No problem. She put it out on Word Sexy. I mean, we got about 8 minutes in the evening. She put it out there. Okay, I'm right here in Kansas City, and I don't have a woman, so if your man don't mind and you're looking good, I guess.
So we good.
Yeah.
Okay. But, so Cotton, what you got coming up? Because I know there's something going on with you.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and tell us real quick. We got about 8 minutes.
Poetry's Love Letter online, Blog Talk Radio every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a lot of different types of authors that we have on the show. And then we have the live open mic in Chicago every second Friday of the month, although it won't be this month. It will be again in January. Then I'm writing Poetry's Rant, and I'm writing Seductive Lips, and then my fiction book won't come out until 2014. Seductive Lips. And then my fiction book will come out in 2014, which is without permission.
I'm not hearing about this shit, Seductive Lips.
Aha. You've read some of the stuff that's going to be in it.
Okay. All right.
You did. What I sent you, that some stuff like that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I said, okay. I understand. Okay. Now, Melanie can't come on because her phone is fucking up. But she is in the chat room, and we're still going to do this book, Melanie. So we're going to have to start talking about this Understanding Behaviors book, because I really want this shit to work. I don't give a fuck if I don't get paid. I want this damn book out there. So we're going to have to do it. I don't know where this feedback's coming from, but anyway, we're going to have to get that. So we're going to have to start. I'll give us to the rest of the year to finish our Christmas and all that, but I expect, hopefully, if we can, if everybody is on point, if we can try to get this thing out by spring of next year. Because I want to be talking about this in the summer. You know, I want us to be cool doing something on this shit, you know. And we can talk about fucking in the ass and all that shit. I can be part of it, too. We just want to make sure we get it out there, you know. So that's it. But she says she's anxious, too. I'm glad to see that. And she agrees. Talking about books makes Red moist. Wow. Baby, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? I am not a woman. How I don't get moist? What is that shit about? God damn. Look, I got... What is... DB has got a personal and something going on. I don't know what the fuck it is. Man, you crazy, man. You so dumb. I can't wait. I can't wait, man. But anyway, I thank all of y'all for coming on the show. Thank y'all for doing this special edition because, you know, we don't normally do special editions, but I felt it was a need to talk about this tonight, even though we didn't get those people that I was hoping would come, those authors that were involved. I'm glad Tarika came on and told us her story, and all of us seem to have had some kind of scam or something happen to us. So we thank you all for listening, and the lady that called in that wants to write, I hope she continues. I know she dropped off. I wasn't intending on keeping her talking, so hopefully she didn't get upset, but... I just didn't want to hear no more. I mean, anyway, my thing is you want to write a book, that's great. We can tell you what you got to do, but it's up to you to get it out there. Mm-hmm. Now that you're informed on some things that's going on in the literary game, those that are listening, make sure you take heed of this stuff and do your research and find out about stuff before you even get it. Even if it's a famous author that you like that you've been following and you think you might some kind of way collaborate with that person. Find out about them first. Don't just go by what you've seen because everybody's got something hidden somewhere. You know, you just want to find out about it. I'm not saying don't trust people. I'm saying you just need to find out what you're dealing with. That's all I'm trying to say. And that's in anything you do, you know. And if you're going to write an anthology or do anything, make sure you got a contract. Don't do shit pro bono or just doing some stuff and don't have a damn contract. And something in writing to show what it is that you're doing, because if you don't, then you're supposed to get fucked. You know, that's just the way it works. You know, mm-hmm. So let's not do that. Anybody else want to add to that before we prepare to play the outro?
So love, peace, and hair grease, I guess. That's it.
Cut it off, son. Cut it off.
Okay, well, you know, we are going to have another show. Next week is, what, the 17th, right? Is that the next show? Yeah, talk about it, Cotton, real quick. Go ahead.
We're going to be doing an Arthur's dating game, basically, and we're going to have a person come on and ask Arthur, DB, and GPA relationship questions, and based on their answers, she will pick one, and then they will send her a book from their collection.
Is that the last show for the year? I think it is. I don't think I have any more scheduled. That's the 17th. Don't tell him. I shouldn't have told you because you're going to try not to be here that day so that you won't be part of that shit. But it's the 18th, DB. He's going to try to not be around for that. No. Okay, let me see. Let me make sure. Let me get the schedule real quick before we close. There's no show scheduled for the 24th or the 31st because those are the eves of Christmas and New Year's Eve, so we won't be having any shows on those two nights. So I might try to schedule something else in there. I doubt it, though. But, that will be the last show of the year, so we want you to definitely come aboard and listen, because it's going to be fun. There's not really going to – I mean, there's a couple of authors that's coming on that's going to be going to interview. And then the one author who claimed – that wrote the book Digmatized, who claimed that she didn't want to come on the show because she said I was dogging her. Now she wants to come on, so we're going to dog her. She'll be on the show.
She already wrote down her list of things she's going to dog you on.
Well, she can do what she wants, but I'm going to get her ass. Did you read the book? Did you read any other pieces of the book? Because I sent it to you, I sent it to Melanie, and I sent it to Cotton. And did she read it, though? Was that shit any good? I read pieces of it, and it was like,
I'm going to check it out.
Jay Red is coming on as well. That's right. He's a singer.
You're not gonna like it, DB. You're not gonna like it.
And he's gonna come on and he's gonna talk about his new. I don't know if he's gonna sing or whatever. We're gonna have him as well. So
I'm not going there.
Thank you for telling me that.
No,
thank you so much for telling me, reminding me, because I did put that on the schedule. So he is definitely gonna be. He's definitely gonna be here. And yes, Melanie, we do need to do a phone conference. We do need to do that. So, yes. So we got 90 seconds. I'm going to go ahead and play the outro, and you guys, we'll be talking next week.
Have a good night. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you.
All right.